$49.50 or click northernfootcare.com.
The Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, requires individuals and families to have qualifying health care coverage. Lake Accounting is prepared to assist you in complying with this individual mandate. Additionally, if you purchased your health care through Healthcare Marketplace, you may qualify for a premium tax credit. Let the tax professionals at Lake Accounting prepare and e-file your returns to ensure you receive the maximum refund possible. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake Accounting is located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. We're talking about Saturday night's game at Bemidji State. You know, we chatted with the guys, a lot of the guys during the pregame skate on Saturday, and they seemed really confident, Coach, that they could go out and get it done on Saturday night. But it was a tough first period that it wasn't our best 20 minutes of hockey.
Well, you know, a lot of that has to do with them also. Like I mentioned, they played a lot harder, but there wasn't much ice on Saturday night. I mean, I don't think the first period there was much going on either way. We didn't give them much, and they surely didn't give us much, but it was a lot tougher sledding in the game on Saturday. And part of that, I think, in our situation is the travel. I'm going to tell you, it caught up to us. I mean, it's not an excuse, and they beat us twice, and that's the way it goes. But, you know, I would have liked to have played them in either one of our series coming off a weekend where maybe we were home the weekend before. The first time we had to play them, we were up in Alaska for 12 days and had to journey back. I laid back on a Sunday. We didn't practice Monday and Tuesday, you know, and played them. Same situation this time. We come back off our second longest trip of the year, and we don't, you know, we don't even practice Tuesday, you know. And so we practice, and then we left Wednesday night. So we didn't get home until late Monday night, majority of our players, and then we left Wednesday. And, you know, it this time of year, it wears on you, and there's no doubt about it. You can, it's not an excuse. They beat us. Hey, that's the way it goes. But I would have liked to have the opportunity to have played them straight up when we weren't, I'm going to use, you know, tired, gassed. And I felt that's how we were a little bit Saturday. We were trying to push and battle and claw and fight, and we had some good opportunities, but you know, we weren't very good around the net, and a lot of that was Bitzer. I thought, you know, I don't know who the stars were, but by far he was the star of Saturday night. And having said that, Dirk, we out attempted them 54-28 in the game. They only had 28 attempted shots at home. You know, and again, we allow them under 20 shots on goal. I mean, our team is playing well defensively, but when you don't score any goals, you know, every mistake becomes that much bigger. And that was the situation this weekend. Every little mistake we made. Right off the get-go, they score second shift, I believe, into the game. And we've got sort of a semi-quasi 3-on-2 with a back checker. We got a guy coming back, but he just slows down a little bit and just, you know, doesn't think that they're going to be able to make that play or whatever. And they do, and all of a sudden, now we're trailing against a team who plays really well with a lead.
No score here from Sanford Center, just about a minute into the first period. Right up the ice now by Bowman, across the line. Marinaccio to the front of the net, they score! Oh, nice play by the Beavers. 1 minute into the game, redirected a pass over the shoulder of Redman. And the Huskies give up a goal early here tonight.
Bauman gets the goal, his 11th of the season. Marinaccio was the one coming down that left side, Coach, and he was the one that dished it out there. And you know, just looking at the play, watching it happen, it didn't seem like much was going on either. Then all of a sudden it was in the back of our net.
Yeah, it was a simple 3-on-2. They did a nice job of executing that, and they executed. That was probably, of all the goals on the weekend, you know, I'd say on Friday, you know, three of their goals were just lucky bounces or breaks. This one they made a nice play on.
All right, so that made it 1-0 early on in the game. Huskies end up out shooting Bemidji State, though, in that period, 6-4. We go to the second period, 16-17, the time of the goal for Justin Beaudry and his second of the season to give the Beavers a 2-0 lead.
And the Beavers, who got caught three guys below the Michigan Tech goal line, come back now on the rush. Fitzgerald walk it in, passes it in front, and they score!
There's a situation there where we had just a tremendous opportunity one way, right. Didn't score, they come back.
Right, we have a great chance on a 3-on-2 rush, and we don't quite execute it as well. They come down on a 2-on-1. We had one of our players step up in the neutral zone, a forward playing back, and he misses the guy, which creates a 2-on-1. We do a good job of back checking, so it becomes a 3-on-3-on-1, but we got guys back. But when you watch the tape, we had two guys go to the guy driving the far post instead of some communication, and one guy taking their late player who ends up scoring the goal coming in the zone. So we had guys back, bad read, and the guy does a good job, just takes a quick shot and goes right through Angus, and now we're down 2-on-0. We were pressing a little bit. One of our defensemen got caught in the corner trying to make something happen, and like I said, we did not execute on our opportunities, and they did on theirs. And again, I thought we had a really good second period. When you watch the game back, we had some great opportunities. Cliff Watson walks in on a semi-breakaway. Mark Ock gets a golden opportunity, a pass out of the corner, walks right in the top of the circle. It's him and the goalie, and then he goes to try to make a pass to the side of the net to a covered guy instead of, shooting the puck, taking advantage of that opportunity. We passed up on some good opportunities, and we did not get any puck luck or breaks or bounces, and it was just one of those weekends.
So it's 2-0 after two. That was the only period, even though we played really well, the only period throughout the whole weekend that we got outshot 9-8 were the shots still very even there. We're still out shooting them in the game. We go to the third period, and they get the backbreaker at the 5:56 mark from Fitzgerald.
Miles Fitzgerald in first with it. Gets it back to the point. Beaudry, he's going to walk right in, pass to the front of the net, and score! Oh, what a play by the Beavers. And that gives them a 3-0 lead 6 minutes into the third period.
Good hesitation there. I don't know if it was Beaudry that hesitated with the puck we kind of passed up on, but it looked like a pretty nice play, Coach, for them to execute that third goal.
Well, yeah, it was. Went to their point, and they had two guys high, and one of our players had to decide which guy to go to, and he goes to the opposite guy and just lets Beaudry stay high and along the boards at the blue line there. And again, our defensemen were back, but they fronted him and were worried about taking the shot and didn't turn and make contact with the guy beside the net. And he just makes one move and a little bit of patience and puts it in on Angus. So tough goal to give up. We got to make sure we cover better. We had a couple instances in the game where they get a guy behind us and he ends up scoring. And that was the difference. We could not do that, and they could. We didn't give them much in the third period. You allow them five shots, and they get that all-important goal. So, we played hard. We did a lot of good things against that team, and they're a good team. And I have a feeling we might have the opportunity to see them again, and that'll be okay, Derek.
So the Huskies outshoot them 13-5 in that third period, 27-18 in the game. We're 0-2 on the power play. They were 0-1 on the man advantage. Power plays, as you mentioned, the special teams didn't factor in at all in either game. Redmond with 15 saves, Bitzer with 27, and he gets the shutout on the night. And just an ending to a weekend where it looked like after the first two periods on Friday night, things were going to be going our way, but they ended up not going our way, and the Huskies suffered their 10th and 11 losses of the season, now 16-11-7 overall, 13-5-6 and 3 in the WCHA. Bemidji State now 18-11-3 overall, 18-4-2-2 in the WCHA. The Beavers winning all of 18 of their games in conference play, do not have an out-of-conference victory yet this season. We've got a lot more to talk about with Coach Mel Pearson. Get your questions in at DJ@themix93.com. We'll talk about the Blue Line Luncheon. We'll also talk about everything Winter Carnival coming up with Ferris State University and the rest of the league and how everybody did this week. And, of course, the WCHA standings. Everybody's talking about that and what can happen in the next few weeks. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes.